Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. Thanks so much for finding some time in your busy day to spend with us. Today we're going to be talking about the senior services industry. Recently read an article that said nearly 400,000 American retirees moved from their residence during 2020, the highest number in 5 years. This marked a 30% increase over 2019. That's just amazing. And when they're talking about moving, they're talking about moving into maybe an independent living. Maybe they're moving into a more services or more like a assisted living is the word I'm trying to look for here. So there are many reasons why seniors move, and sometimes they're just downsizing. They just need the help in downsizing. Well, today we're going to be talking about that very thing with Nicole Blaise, and she is the founder and president of Goshenite Senior Services. Goshenite is a transition and relocation services franchise. They coordinate and facilitate the transition of seniors from their home to a condo, retirement residence, or long-term care facility, as well as provide concierge services. So please help me in welcoming Nicole to the show. Nicole, welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you very much, Linda, and thanks for the great introduction.
Absolutely. You know, Nicole, I'm a baby boomer, and I'm part of that statistic. But as much as I am not ready and I'm still able to care for myself and do for myself, I am not ready for independent living or even assisted living. But I do tell you, Nicole, I have pared down. I have definitely downsized quite a few times here. So, Nicole, before we get started in that, tell me a little bit about what drew you to the senior services industry.
Sure, no problem. So my background is healthcare and not-for-profits, and at one point in my career, I was the director of care of a retirement home. And at that point in time, so I was there for approximately 5 years, that is when I noticed and recognized that there was a huge gap in services for families who are trying to transition their loved ones. So typically their parents, right? So we live in, we all know that, you know, we're part of that sandwich generation where we ourselves are the baby boomers, but then our parents, you know, are the seniors and may require some of our assistance in doing some of the things. And one of them was transition. So I recognized during that time as the director of care that some of these families had no one that lived close by or nearby that could assist them in transitioning into that retirement setting or assisted living setting without having to do all of their work themselves. So those gaps were identified, and so I built my business model around that. So it's like kind of a hybrid model where it's a one-stop shop for families.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can certainly see where that would be a huge benefit, especially since, you know, these days, Nicole, families are spread not just across the country, but they're spread across the world. And they can't
Correct.
Always be there for those daily things or helping them make decisions or helping them go through that downsizing. What are some of the services that Goshenite actually offers when it comes to transitioning into a new facility?
So basically how it would happen, Linda, would be so we would get a call from either the senior themselves or a family member, you know, saying that mom and dad or mom or dad is having to leave their home for one reason or another. And at that point, we would come in and do a consultation. The initial consultation is free. And during that time, and typically we would be there an hour, sometimes two, you know, some of the seniors are lonely. They want to chat, which is fine.
Sure.
So during that time, assessment is done where we typically walk through the home and estimate the time that it would take. And when we transition them, it is typically involves everything from A to Z when you can think of a move. So that would be like packing, downsizing again, and removing some of the items that, you know, they wouldn't have, selecting charities that they would want to donate some of the items that they can't have in their new place. We all know the assisted living suites and stuff are much smaller than, you know, that three-bedroom bungalow that they are living in, and they can't possibly take everything there, even though they'd love to. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, from going from a 12 to 1,500 square foot home to, you know, anywhere between 700 to 1,000 square foot suite is huge. So at that point in time, we also would recommend, you know, if they have enough items that they want to and have some value, we would recommend that we do a content sale for them. At that point, we would catalog everything, price everything. We would manage a content sale. We would meet the people who are purchasing the items to remain. We want to ensure that the safety of our clients are always at the forefront. And then we pack everything. We bring all the supplies. We were there the day that the moving company is there. We manage all of that to the new location. And then we also do the cleaning of the home for the sale or staging, if need be, for the real estate company to come in and list that home for sale. So that whole process would approximately take anywhere between 40 to 60 hours to complete.
So, Nicole, you actually also work almost like an estate planning, I mean, an estate sales company as well.
That's correct. So I will often say to our clients, you know, they'll say to me, what is the difference between an estate or a content sale? So an estate sale will have items or artifacts that have a greater value than 3,000 plus or jewelry, et cetera. So at that point in time, if we're looking at an estate that contains a lot of those items, we would bring in an auctioneer and set all of that up. Otherwise, typically in our region where we live, it's basically content sales, and those are very easily managed by us as well. So that's the difference between estate and quant sale. And sometimes they will even have like a yard sale if they had a lot of items that had like lawn mowers or lawn furniture, stuff like that, that we could sell for them.
So do you help them in identifying a property? Do you help them in finding that condo or that retirement community?
Absolutely. So if need be, that, you know, for example, if typically these situations always happen under crisis, unfortunately, and it is because, you know, they're elderly and someone has had a fall and is unable to return home, so the other spouse is left alone in a big home. So, yes. At that point, if they're in a hurry and don't know where to look, we work with property managers within our area. And not just here, actually, we've done moves from our location to other provinces in Canada where we've worked with property managers, say, in Fredericton and Edmonton, to assist us in finding a place for the people who are wanting to relocate to their hometowns. So, yes, we do absolutely assist them in finding, you know, what their budget is, what they want to pay, what it is they're looking for. that can mm-hmm. be part of that service as well.
Because the kids may decide, we want you closer to us and
correct.
To find a property closer to the rest of the family. The senior may not know how to do that, so it's good that you offer that. When you mentioned that you have a concierge service, can you describe that to me just a little bit?
Sure. So our business model was to, Linda, have a continuum of services where the senior, say, for example, so we have a transportation service where we drive clients to and from medical appointments or to the hairdressers or the grocery store, et cetera. And those clients are, you know, a lot of them are quite able and are still living in their homes and quite able to get around, just for some reason or another can no longer drive because their license has been removed for one reason or another. So that transportation client, and we see this happen all the time, turns into, oh, now we need extra services, so maybe we need to transition and relocate. So then they know that we offer this service. So then, of course, they call us and say, you know, can we have a consultant come in and do, you know, the consultation? Sure, that's great. So we do that. We also have home support and home care services. And what does that mean? Again, that can provide a continuum of care where the family is used to working with our company. And so now we have all these other services that can assist them as well. So if the parents can stay in their own home, but then require some cleaning, biweekly cleaning or monthly cleaning, or at any point in time, you know, if dad had a fall and is able to return home but needs support through a personal support worker or a registered practical nurse, we also have them on staff that can assist them for that short term or long term, whatever that may be. We mm-hmm. also offer companions to go to and from medical appointments or a shopping trip for the families that puts their mind at ease, especially if the client has a little bit of dementia and they don't
sure.
want them shopping on their own or going to an appointment on their own. This provides them with that comfort knowing that someone's with their loved one.
Sure, sure. I totally understand. And sounds like it, you have certainly found out what the family's needs are as well as your client's needs, because you're working with both. You're working with the family and you're working with your client. So, Nicole, when we're talking now about the franchise opportunity, when you are looking for a prospective franchisee, are you looking for someone who has had experience in the senior care industry?
So that's a great question, Linda. Thank you so much. So, you know, I often get asked, what is the perfect fit for someone to own a franchise like ours? So first and foremost, you have to have someone who has a personality that is very flexible and understanding to work families. We're not there to add stress to their situation, but we are there to minimize their stress and, you know, take them through every step of their journey, whether it be with a family member or the client themselves, to make it easy for them. One of the things that is very difficult in Canada here, I'm not sure how it works in the States, but is finding out how to navigate the healthcare system. So whether mm-hmm. that be, you know, mom or dad need extra services, where do we go? How do we handle that? So the person that is the perfect fit for a franchise could have a social work background, who is good in marketing and sales background. And most of all, more like have a drive to want to succeed and work with our clients that are typically seniors, that they would be very, very compassionate towards what they're looking for. So that mm-hmm. would be, to me, the perfect fit. You have to have that drive. We all know if we're entrepreneurs, if it's going to happen, we have to make it happen. First and foremost, you know, you have to be willing at the beginning to invest the time to be successful at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes, most definitely there. So if someone has that drive and if someone has a passion for helping the elderly, what type of training would you provide for them to get them up to speed so that they can be a Goshenite franchise owner?
So as the franchisor, so when I developed the model that we have for the franchise, it is very important. So this is like, to me, I always look at this as saying, you know, I birthed this whole new company like a new little baby, and the biggest thing that I want to ensure is that any franchisee will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, imagining having a baby and teaching it to walk and stuff, it's kind of like the same thing. So in our when a franchisee purchases a franchise, then we have in our agreement that we will be there and train them as much as needed to be successful. And the last thing I believe any franchisor wants to do is sell a franchise to someone and not have that work. So mm-hmm. I can tell you, you know, that I've interviewed some potential franchisees, and I have made ultimately a decision at the end of a conversation that, you know, 2 or 3 hours conversation, that perhaps they're not the right fit. So, and that is to protect them and to protect my business and my business model. So it is very important for me and my team to ensure the success of the franchisee. And if that requires, you know, in the first 6 months, other than what we have described in our training module, extra support, no problem. We will do that. At the end of the day, I want them to succeed. That's the, mm-hmm. the most important thing.
Sure, absolutely, because that's why, just like you said, that's why people look to the franchise business model, is many of them are wanting to leave corporate and start their own business, and you certainly want to set them up for success. So, Nicole,
yes.
does there have to be a, do they have to have a, is this a brick and mortar requirement? Do they need to have office space, or is this a home-based business?
So, our business right now, the corporate office, is in a home home-based business. We 98% of the time go to our clients. Very rarely do we have someone come into our home office. Mm-hmm. It's always going to the client's home. So not necessarily to have the bricks and mortars to be a franchisee, as I said. So we want to keep the cost down so the franchisee can obviously, you know, go off and start their business, their franchise, and be successful. So
mm-hmm.
they, you know, in, if you have an office that you can set up in your home, that's great. You know, I recall when I started, I was working from my dining room table. You know,
mm-hmm.
you do what you have to do to make it
sure.
work at the beginning, right? And
sure.
at one point, you know, I moved into a one of the spare bedrooms in our home. And then from there, I took up, so I have an assistant who works with me in our home office. So we have pretty much a space that's about 10 by 20, but it's not necessarily that you need that much space. If
mm-hmm.
you have a desk and a computer and a phone, you're good to start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so when a new franchise is
yeah.
ready to open, to begin with, what does that territory look like when you're awarding territories?
So the size of the territory that we have configured with our franchise model is approximately 250,000 people within your area.
Okay.
And anything
and,
over that.
And so when you're getting ready to launch that new franchise, what kind of support do you offer those new franchisees? Because, you know, let's get real, Nicole, many of them, they don't understand the marketing. You know, maybe they've not been in a marketing or a business development position. So how do you support them in the early days?
So in the early days, so let's say that, you know, someone purchased a franchise today and they were from Florida, for example. We'll say Cape Coral. We have a lot of seniors in Cape Coral. We travel there frequently, Fort Myers area. So if, you know, Mrs. Smith wanted to open a franchise in that area, then we would be on site for 3 to 5 days to assist her with her marketing plan, the launch of her franchise, and the time required to. We have a detailed plan in for the marketing for the first, you know, for the first month, what we our expectations are and how we will provide the support. So for me as the franchisor, it's important for me to go on site to, you know, build that rapport with them, after, you know, obviously having many conversations over phone call or Zoom calls or team meetings, once the franchise has been purchased, for me to be there and assist them to ensure that, you know, everything is going smoothly and that they're starting off the right foot and it can smoothly run into, you know, the next years of business.
Sure. You know, Nicole, one of the things that I always say is referral partners are the magic dust to business. So who
Absolutely.
Would be good referral partners for a Goshenite franchise owner?
So we work with many partners, whether it's nonprofit or, but I'll give you an example in regards to the transition and relocation services. We do presentations and work with a lot of referrals from real estate agents in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, clients that we've had in the past that give referrals, but we have built relationships and partnerships with, financial institutions that manage and take care of portfolios that work specifically with seniors. So
mm-hmm.
TD Wealth is one of them, Scotiabank, Royal Bank. So we'll work with some of their financial advisors, typically two from every institution. So they have all of our referral information and they have some of our packages that they can give their clients as well. The other places that we work with, other partners in non-for-profit in Sudbury here in our area would be United Way is one of the, mm-hmm. the larger ones that also we refer clients to and they refer clients back to us. So mm-hmm. I think the Chamber of Commerce, so building those relationship and networking with those partners when you belong to an association or a group, great advantage to our business. We also did presentations when we first launched Goshenite to Lions Club's veterans. We're an approved service provider for Veterans Affairs in our area, which again is huge
mm-hmm.
because in Canada here, the VA will pay for a lot of services that the vets might require.
Right.
So they're a great partner.
And I think the same applies here in the U.S. that the VA does step in and help. And that was going to be one of my next questions is, how are your franchisees paid by the clients? Is it all private pay?
Yes, it's all private pay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But there again, just knowing where they could possibly get some help, like through the VA, makes
yep.
that franchisee so valuable to their clients. And, you know, Nicole, when I was faced with this with my parents, we were fortunate that my brothers and sisters lived close by and we were able to go in and we were able to do all of the things you described. But I'll tell you what, even at that, it was very time consuming and it was very, very hard because we all had jobs. So to be able to have someone to step in, even if the family is close, is just huge because it's sometimes you just can't, even if you live in the same town, you just can't get it all done. Yeah. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing. That just seems like you said, there is a missing piece to a lot of the services that are
mm-hmm.
offered to seniors. And it sounds to me like Goshenite kind of connects a lot of those and makes it simpler.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a great example that you're giving, Linda, about, you know, working with your parents and stuff. We're currently just finishing a transition where we were asked to just move mom to an assisted living facility and bring what she needed for that square footage. So we did that. And it was funny because this was last week. And then the family was going to finish the rest of the transition. And then I received a call on Friday saying, we're exhausted and we don't think we can do this. Is it, could you possibly make this happen by, you know, within a week so we can list the home for sale? And so I spoke to the family this morning and I said, you know, we've had four staff members in there for the past, like over 20 hours in the last 5 days. And I said, we're about 85% done. So,
wow.
And they said to me, oh, we had no idea. So I always say to the family, you know, so 4 times 8, so that's 32 hours of work done basically in 2 days. So you were 2 family members that were going to do this. So you would have, this would have taken you a month. And they're like, yeah, we know. This is why we called you back and said, we don't have time to do this. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Because
after
then you
times,
start
I think,
looking around, right?
And then, you know, what happened to us is we're thinking, oh, everything looks nice and tidy.
Yeah.
Oh, you open that closet. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do with all of this stuff? And there are 3 bedrooms with big walk-in closets. So,
yes.
You know,
it's hard to know.
Yeah.
This client had, you know, that generation, you know, because of how they were brought up and you know,
right.
through the war and depression and stuff,
yep.
they accumulate a lot of stuff because they have that that fear, right? So this client
right.
in particular had 15 sets of dishes. Oh, my goodness, Linda. I had one girl, like, packing dishes for, like, a day and a half. And I was like, this
goodness.
Is, yeah, you, yeah. That, exactly. Oh, my goodness, like. And then we went into the basement yesterday, opened a closet, and there was another box of dishes.
Oh, my goodness.
We laughed about the dishes.
Oh, that is too funny. I tell you what, Nicole, I need to take a quick commercial break, but
absolutely.
You've just shared with us one story, but I tell you what, I would love to hear another story or two from you. Do you have any that
sure.
you could share with us?
Absolutely. I would be honored to do that.
Wonderful. Folks, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be back talking with Nicole about Goshenite Senior Services.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda Ballesteros is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at empowerfranchiseconsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Hey folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. We're talking about the senior services industry today, and my guest is Nicole Blase. Nicole, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Very close, Linda. So it's Blair, but that's okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
No problem.
So when we broke from commercial break, I asked if you happen to have some other stories you could share with us about maybe your franchisees or additional clients that you've had.
Yeah, sure, no problem. So if I think back, we often get calls saying, you know, are you only servicing seniors? So, and what, you know, what is the age for a senior and stuff? So we obviously hate to say no to any business. So basically we say we service anyone from plus that age demographic. So I recall, you know, I think we were in business a couple of years, and I received a call from a gentleman, and he was 52, I believe. Anyhow, long story short, we'll just say, so his wife passed away, unfortunately, to cancer, and he was obviously overwhelmed by the entire situation. that had transpired, like anyone would be, right? And mm-hmm. they had two children, but neither one of them lived in our community. So I went and did the consultation myself. One of the things that happens during transition, whether it be someone who's 52 or 89, is we realize that they can have either built the home, have been in the home for 40 plus years or 30 plus years, or in a situation like this client, been in the home for 15 years, the wife passed away, it was their forever home, and so mm-hmm. now devastation. Is one thing to recognize as the consultant or even during the process of our team doing the transition, packing and stuff, that the individual, there's some psychological component happening. It doesn't matter if you're 50 or 80, because you've been in that location for so long. And it's to take the time to recognize that they're either, you know, you're there for a 4-hour shift to do the transition, packing and stuff. And that's typically how long we stay. People get tired, especially if they're, you know, 70 plus. Mm-hmm. It's a lot for them. So recognizing their emotions and what's going on psychologically is another part. So, for example, I will come on the job site as often as I can, especially when we're doing transitions, to do a mental health check-in with the client themselves. So I'll actually have a tea with them while the team is working, ask them how it's going, you know, do we need to slow down the process, what's our time frame. And typically it does stay the same and it goes smoothly and there's no hiccups. We've had a couple mm-hmm. of times where the client is overwhelmed just because it's too much. Either someone's mm-hmm. passed and they're having to relocate. They've been in the home too long, like I said, or they've built it. And it's definitely for them huge to move to another location. So we always mm-hmm. want to consider that component. So with that gentleman who was like only 52, that job, you know, was quoted to last 3 months. However, it lasted 6 months because the mental effect of having lost his wife and us showing up and doing, going through the items and stuff was very difficult. It was a tragic loss for him. So we mm-hmm. worked around his schedule. Yes, it cost a little bit more money. But at the end of the day, the satisfaction of the customers is first and foremost, and he was very pleased. He remains a client today. He calls us regularly. He sends us Christmas cards. So he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nicole, I can definitely relate to that. In 2016, I lost my husband of almost 20 years. And even though we had not been in that home the whole time that we had been married, it was still a process to go through the items, you know, to go, yeah. and then there were the memories attached to the items. So mm-hmm. It is very emotional, and I would think that everyone's pace of dealing with that is different. So you do have to be sensitive and check in with your client periodically, don't you?
Absolutely. You have to respect, you know, what they're going through, whether it's mm-hmm. just a transition or whether mm-hmm. they've lost someone. That's all part of it.
Yeah, definitely. Nicole, we're coming down close to the end of the show. If someone is listening and whether they would like more information about the Goshenite service or whether they would like information about the franchise opportunity, where would they go to receive that information?
So a couple of ways they can do that is by, one, they can call me at 705-698-5318, or they can go to our website, www.goshenite.com. And they will see that there's a franchise tab that has information there. Or they could email me if they would like more information. My email address is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, at goshenitservices.com.
Wonderful. So we're down to those final three questions. And the first one is, if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest they do to prepare for the process?
absolutely have them call me or email me, and then I would schedule, obviously, a call with them, just like an introductory call, so they get to know me, I get to know them. And then once that's completed, if we think that this is going to be a fit for them, then we can proceed to the next steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one step at a time, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I don't want to overwhelm them either. You know,
yeah.
as entrepreneurs, we all know that it's very difficult to put all your eggs together and get them lined up and get going. So hence the reason why we did the franchise model, to make it a lot easier for anybody interested.
Yeah, definitely. So the second question here is, and I think we may have touched on this early in the interview, but what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
So one, I would say the willingness and the drive to work with the elderly, first and foremost. And also, I think equally as important is, you know, you wanting to have your own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You have to have both of those for sure.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
final question here is, what does the future of franchising look like?
I think it is, if I have to describe it in a couple of words, it would be that is the way to go, owning a franchise where everything
yeah.
is laid out for a franchisee, and it's, they can follow that model and step to step. Most importantly, be successful at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. I agree 100%. I see it getting stronger and stronger as time goes on. So, Nicole, one more time, if someone's listening and they want more information, where would they go to find that additional information?
So it can be either by calling myself, 705-698-5318, or to our website at www.goshenitservices.com.
Wonderful. Nicole, thank you so much for being on the show today. I love your model. I love the services that you're offering. And I know there are a lot of seniors out there that certainly need this. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for inviting me as one of your guests. I thoroughly enjoyed your show and the questions, and for giving us this opportunity to be out there in the U.S. We are excited to grow Goshenite your way.
Wonderful. I look forward to staying connected with you.
I as well.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Linda, and thanks to your audience.
Absolutely. So, folks, you know, as we were talking, the franchise business model, you're going to see more and more industries embrace that business model because it is, as Nicole mentioned, it is a great model because everything's put together for you. And we are going to see more and more niches, just like Goshenite, to embrace that business model. So always be open to that. As always, I'm leaving you with a quote. That quote is by an unknown person, and the quote goes like this: retirement is not the end of the road. It is the beginning of the open highway. So, folks, there are a lot of us that are getting ready to get on that open highway. Thanks so much for joining me today on All Things Franchising, and I'll see you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.